Scott, that's Jay, welfare.com. Final Days Report, episode 351. Folks, they're not predicting a food shortage. They are driving it. This VCast, we're going to go over four pillars, how they're destroying the food supply. I spent time in Fortune 100, 500 companies in marketing and general management. And so strategy was my key job. And I can just see the strategy over the last 25 years to destroy our food supply on so many fronts. And I'm sure I'm missing the different pillars that they're using as excuses to destroy the food supply. So we're seeing shortages, which will drive up food prices, right? That's seal three of the Bible. And we potentially will see a famine, especially as you overlay World War III across the board and lawlessness. But let's get into the first article. I found this interesting and disturbing. We've covered it before. If you look at what's happening, the media, Bill Gates, academia, they're vilifying cattle, and at least for the billionaires, then they're investing in solutions like fake beef. So destroy God's creation, come up with cancer cell growing beef that God only knows what it does to you when you eat it, right? And then all of a sudden we have disease X, which is probably the bird flu. And that culls chickens. It culls everything that is good, destroys everything that is good. Chickens, eggs, especially if they're free range. Then it's jumped over to cows, got to destroy the cows. Jumps over to the milk. Raw milk is great for you, destroys that. Destroys everything that is good. And then, oh, by the way, they have their solutions. Let's read from MIT Technology Review. Biotech companies are trying to make milk without cows. Of course they are. Who's investing behind this nonsense? Matthew 24 says, no flesh will be left. That means animals as well. Daily Mail gets more bizarre. They always test things on the military. They tested the pokes years ago on the military. I'm not saying the nanotech, but old school pokes. Many, many soldiers have been sick from all of the poison pokes that they'd have to get. Let's read, bizarre Pentagon plan to reduce military's carbon footprint that soldiers are furious about. This is from the Daily Mail. It's wickedness. Military personnel could find laboratory-grown meat, cancer cell-grown meat, that went viral maybe 6-7 months ago, in their ration packs as Pentagon bosses scratch around for ways to reduce their impact on climate change. And again, climate change is a Club of Rome scam to cull the population. You exhale carbon dioxide. So when there's a war on carbon dioxide, there's a war on you. Make no mistakes about it. We've proven that out in our ministry. Subscribe and go back in time and look at some of the VCasts that we've done. Let's continue. Bioengineering company BioMade came up with the idea after receiving $500 million in Defense Department funding to reduce its carbon footprint. But their plan to roll out cell-based meat, it should say cancer cell-based meat, according to Marcola and others that have said how this meat is grown in a lab, has left a nasty taste in the mouth of veterans who have accused Pentagon bosses of treating frontline soldiers like lab rats. They should be treating our soldiers and feeding them with the proper vitamins and minerals and most amazing food ever. Now they want these people controlled. They want them sickly because they want to cull the population down to 500 million for this one world government. So they want death on so many fronts, and it's all planned. Deagle Report. Go to SJ Wildfire and type in Deagle Report. This is a planned destruction of the West for the one world government. All right, let's get into the bird flu and the culling. We've done probably 4 or 5 podcasts of them killing chickens and the bird flu, and showed a farmer who basically went out and said, the government told me to cull all my chickens because 1 or 2 of them died and my chickens aren't sick. We don't know how they died, but my chickens are healthy. So this is a playbook, right? And they were using the PCR test that the inventor of the PCR test said you can't use it to diagnose disease. But again, it appears bird flu could be disease X. They already have vaccines ready for it, probably with their self-assembling nanotech that hooks you up to the hive mind. And they get the trifecta because they destroy chickens, eggs, cows, and milk. And what other food that they want to get rid of? Maybe they're going to go after fish from the ocean with bird flu. I mean, you name it, right? It's going after organic food. So we got to get rid. That's how stupid this is. Not buying it for a second. Let's roll it.
An Iowa farm, they were ordered by the USDA to kill more than 4 million chickens because of a case of bird flu that was detected at the egg farm, according to the Associated Press. So those chickens are being killed as we speak today, for a grand total of 92 million chickens killed since 2022. The virus has now been detected in beef and milk. Two dairy farm workers were infected as of this month. We got to follow the money. The USDA, a federal agency, is saying that if you want to kill all your chickens and claim that it was bird flu, we will refund you for that. You can get new chickens. If you get a case of bird flu and it spreads and those chickens die of bird flu, we will not pay you back for that. So they have incentive to kill all their chickens if one case is detected. So that's why these farmers are gladly being like, I better wipe out.
I'm a little late on this, but the water scarcity farce they're using to shut down farmers, telling Idaho farmers basically 500,000 acres worth that they cannot actually pump their own water. Meanwhile, we'll show a video of it. Meanwhile, it appears there's some insider trading with congressmen where they're allowing a lithium mine to basically mine 24 hours that is water intensive. I mean, you can't make this up. This screams like the Bundy case where they were trying to steal the land from Bundy, take it over, and then put solar farms on it. And then let's continue. As Oregon enforces its water use requirements, small farmers face the consequences. We talked about how they use drones to really send cease and desist notices to Oregon small farmers under the guise of water scarcity. Gaddafi tapped into primary water and he was greening the desert. Don't buy this scarcity nonsense. They just need to find it. And this water, my understanding, primary water, you just need to find it and dig for it, and they can do it. And this water comes up from the deep. Remember Noah's flood. Water came up from the deep. You just need to find it. Finally, this report episode 2, we talked about the famine. I mean, so this is something that I've just seen, the scarcity, this famine, the SEAL 3. I've seen it for the longest time, and it just seems to be ramping up. You think about going after potato farmers. Potatoes are cheap. They start to go after that. This is all by design. But this lady's going to connect some dots about the lithium mine. And then I saw some other research about how congressmen basically allowed this mining company, gave them the proper permits to be able to drill, to mine for 24/7, and it's water intensive. And then they start investing in that company. It smells like insider trading to me. This sounds like a land grab as well. So if you don't let the farmers have water, 500,000 acres worth, and you're investing behind a company to mine 24/7 with certain permits, starving you out, getting yourself rich. Let's let this young lady talk about what she found.
Want to come down a rabbit hole with me? If you haven't heard, right now in eastern Idaho, 500,000 acres of farmland is without the use of water. This happened on May 30th when the Department of Water Resources ordered 6,400 groundwater users to shut off their water. They're saying it's due to a predicted yearly shortfall and to non-compliance to mitigations. But this is 500,000 acres of farmland. That's our food supply. And Idaho farmers are asking for our help. They are asking that we call the governor and let him know that water curtailment is not the answer. Here's where the rabbit hole comes in. Buckle up. And again, I am nobody. I'm just an American. These videos are for entertainment purposes only, and none of this is my opinion. Here are some facts that can be found with an internet search. There's a company called Jervis operating out of Salmon, Idaho. This is a $150 million facility that was then given an additional $15 million from the Department of Defense. And as of June 2024, today, now, they've been given the green light to operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they're mining for cobalt. Cobalt's used for lithium batteries, and they need to use a lot of water to do so. But that's been known. There were numerous articles warning about this situation. It's known that the extraction process leads to water scarcity, and that water curtailment order came one day prior to that company getting the green light to mine 24/7. But remember, lithium is used for the batteries in our phones, the batteries in electric cars, and for military infrastructure. So do with that information what you will. But the farmers, they're simply asking that we call and let the governor know that water curtailment is not the answer.
It's a land grab, and it's a scarcity play. Revelation 6, verse 5, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see, and I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine, a measure of wheat for a penny. My understanding back then when this was written, it's estimated a penny was a day's wage. So work all day and basically afford one meal. That's where they're taking us. That's where they're absolutely taking us. All right, I want to play this gentleman. I think he makes an interesting point to be investigated further because I took business law classes in graduate school. And I remember there's that obvious case, if you don't take care of your land and your neighbor does, he basically has rights over that property. And I thought what he said kind of rang a bell to me in some of my studies. Now, I'm not a lawyer. This is something that you need to investigate further. But he says, use it or lose it. Is this another Bundy Ranch situation where they're trying to steal his right to graze his cattle on that property to go ahead and put in solar farms? Let's roll it.
In Idaho, the so-called authorities are threatening to shut the water off the potato growers and the grain growers and the people. Hey, the way I understand it, that's your water right, farmers, not theirs. They're stepping in there acting like they're in charge. Go get your group up together, and go open those valves up and guard them. They haven't got enough people over there to fight you. Go get your water. Turn it on. Keep guards on all the head gates. And take your water. That's your water. If you don't take it, it becomes theirs. That's the way most of water law is written. If you don't physically go ahead and take it, it becomes the person holding it. Maybe I'm wrong. This is a question, like I say. Give me some answers. But that's how you get your crop in the warehouse. Okay.
So I think he makes an interesting point. Now, we did a podcast, Founders Report, episode 28. No choice equals sheep to the slaughter. Everything is consolidated. Delusion of choice. Literally, we don't have capitalism here in the United States. Every Amazon package or Amazon packages that are shipped get subsidized. But if you and I started an Amazon type business, we couldn't have those same subsidies, right? That's called fascism. And I just thought this was interesting. I had no clue. So they're going after the meat for fake beef. Trying to call them, and we'll go over the scorecard, especially what they're doing in Holland, which is just atrocious. But here in the United States, four processors own or control 85% of the meat processing, and two of them aren't even American companies. One's from China and one's from Brazil. This is control and destruction of the food supply. Let's roll this, gentlemen. This was news to me.
We used to make a fair amount of return on our cattle. But the industry has changed dramatically with the government allowing the consolidation of the meat processing business. Four companies, giant companies, got together and decided to roll that up, consolidate it, and that's just business. But when we get on the other side of it and we take into account the ramifications on our national economic health, it has a very detrimental effect. Our government allowed two giant companies controlled by foreign governments to come in and acquire. One of them is controlled by the Chinese, and they bought Smithfield out of North Carolina, and the other one was a Brazilian company that came in and bought up one of the other major players. So now we have an industry, 85% of it actually has been consolidated and rolled up and controlled by four companies. four companies now are dictating who gets what, where, and when. Now you see, but nobody thought our government would let 50% or more of the beef processing be controlled by countries outside of the U.S. It comes down to our own food source security. The geopolitical situation we find ourselves in, why would we want to have an antagonist own 25% of our meat processing? It makes no sense at all.
See, it makes perfect sense if you realize the parasite elite don't want you to eat meat. We did a podcast, Benefits of Meat. I can't remember the exact title, but meat, especially if it's free range, has so many great properties for your brain, for nutrition. They don't want you eating meat. They don't want you eating meat, period. All right, let's get into this famine or scarcity scorecard, SEAL 3. And there are four pillars from what I can gather. First of all, there's a war on farmers. We have Gates buying up farmland while pushing fake food that we already mentioned. And what's interesting, somebody took Gates's farmland and corresponded it with the Navy map, and it was perfect. It matched perfectly. And the Navy map shows like California, different parts of the United States underwater with some sort of event. China is buying up farmland as well while invading the country. We did a podcast again. 1,000 military age men in one night in one location came across the border. It was documented by a pretty successful businessman. We did a podcast from the University of Michigan study that considered gardens, backyard gardens, to produce more carbon dioxide than other production methods. Now, wait a minute. Any garden is a good garden and sucks up carbon dioxide. So the whole premise was a scam. But is that how they're going to go after gardens in your backyard? Check that podcast out. Now, the Dutch government proposed to cut harmful emissions, including a significant reduction in livestock. They estimate that 11,200 farms will have to be closed, and another 17,600 farmers will have to significantly reduce their livestock. Again, a war on God's creation. Engineered famine, just like what happened in Russia and the Ukraine back during World War II timeframe. Water rights, going after water rights, we talked about in Oregon and Idaho and other places around the United States. There are water rights where you can't even capture your water that rains. Litigation on organic farmers of patented seeds. That's when I woke up years ago. You're an organic farmer and all of a sudden you get sued by Monsanto, now Bayer. I mean, what a scam. We talked a lot of times about the land rights, the Bundy cattle scam. Now we've got a war on co-ops, this Amish case. I think it's very, very critical. A co-op, you actually can purchase with that farmer directly and not involve the government. So they want to get rid of that business model 100%. All right, platform number two. So the first one is war on farmers. And I'm sure I missed some bullet points. But number two, it's green terrorism, the Dew weapons that we saw in Texas. And then all of a sudden, lands that weren't on fire, the government started burning them. They started burning good feed. There was a whistleblower in Texas about that. And you need to think about the weather weapons and these storms with HAARP and chemtrails destroying the farmland. I got to tell you, we've planted a bunch of seeds in one garden. 5% of the seeds took. I mean, what's going on? Are they poisoning the land? Number three, supply chain disruption. We've talked often about the culling of the chickens, soon cows, with this fake PCR test, false positives. They're going to give us fake beef, fake milk, fake everything. We talked about monopoly of beef processors already, but you need to think about this. Competition creates lower prices. So four players is not competition. That's more collusion. Are they getting together and including on prices where it goes? Who's dictating their processes to? Who's dictating to them? And what happens if one of them gets hit with a cyber attack from the deep state and shuts down 25, 50% of the processors? You need redundancy. You need decentralization for a healthy food supply. All right, we've covered often all the manufacturing food plants, warehouses, fertilizer plants that just blew up around the world. There's a war on the entire infrastructure. There's been a whole bunch of accidents with bridges getting hit with boats. You think about what happened in Palatine. We'll talk about that later on, how I think that was a toxic takedown in the United States. Natural News actually covered our podcast on that went somewhat viral for us. And then war on the bees. They're killing the pollinators, not only with 5G, with all the chemicals, but also by policy. We showed a video where they were burning these beekeepers' bees because it was spreading disease. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Man-made madness. All right, number four, toxic takedown. They're defiling everything. They wanted to defile the livestock with this mRNA as the days of Noah devil juice, this nanotech, self-assembling tech. They wanted to put vaccines in the vegetables, same thing. And then the toxic spills all over the place. We see a war on raw milk. Anything that is good, they try to outlaw. Vitamins and minerals. Like, why in the world, around the world, would they go after vitamins and minerals if they're high quality vitamins and minerals? I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right? But this toxic takedown as well includes nanotech, GMO foods. Think of the obesity. The sperm count is down. All the chemicals in the food. We did a podcast about 60,000 chemicals that are known to cause disease are approved to be sold here in the United States. It's a toxic takedown. Fluoride in the water. Right? Another classic example, according to Harvard, causes cancer and lower IQ. The World Economic Forum idea, putting ticks with disease in beef to make you allergic to beef. People all of a sudden started getting allergic to beef. All of a sudden, out of the blue, did they pull that off? Micah Adams from Natural News covers this. I've never really researched it, but talking about how cities are taking the sludge and the crap and just dumping it on farmlands. It probably wouldn't be a bad idea if you didn't have microplastics and all the pharmaceuticals that people are on, you know, all these chemicals in our food supply and nanotech. It probably wouldn't be that big of a deal if it was a clean society, if things were pure, if we weren't being dumped on by chemtrails. But it just sounds like it is a disaster waiting to happen. And ultimately, we just did a podcast about eating the bugs in chitin. That is chitin going to be used that does not, your body does not break down into turning you into some sort of synthetic Borg, especially if it's GMO manipulated and or nanotech induced. So a bit much of a scorecard, right? When you look at the four platforms, we're on farmers on so many fronts, from buying up the land, destroying your water rights, litigation on organic farmers, this green terrorism with DEW weapons, direct energy weapons, weather weapons, chemtrails, ways to destroy a farmer's crop, bankrupt them, steal their land. Then you think about the supply chain disruption of all the food manufacturing plants blowing up, culling the chickens, all the supply chain disasters that have happened, and then the toxic takedown, vaccines and everything, mRNA technology and everything, biotoxic spill, nanotech, GMO foods, chemicals in the food, fluoride in the water. Did they actually pull off the World Economic Forum speaker's idea of let's make people allergic to beef? Seems like it. Pollution of the farmland with sludge. So toxic takedown, supply chain disruption, war on the farmers and their means to make a living, and green terrorism. They're taking us out, my friends. This is an end of days news ministry. To those people that are doing the policies to destroy the world, destroy the United States, maybe for a quick buck, I say to you as Isaiah 10:1, woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees and that write grievousness which they have prescribed. Woe to you. Woe to you. But we know USA, Europe, we're under judgment. Right? We're living in Sodom and Gomorrah. We need to be a righteous bride, a loyal servant. Read Matthew 25 as homework and just think about that. And also, I'm a firm believer in prayer. I was given that dream when we were being invaded, that pray that the people that are invading this country, because they're allowed to just come in, and if we shut down the borders, they'll just fly them in. But pray they come to Christ and become God-fearing Christians. Because 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. It just reminds me, before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, if they're 10 righteous, you know the story. So get rid of your habitual sins, my friends. We all fall short, but I think the key word is habitual. Repent if when you do fall short. Have your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Make sure you're connected. Hear his voice. Because ultimately, war is coming. Famine is coming. Pestilence is coming. Unless we have our Nineveh moment. And God bless. Thank you for your support. The next podcast I'm going to do talks about how they're going to give prisoners a 5-minute sentence. They're going to erase their memories, folks. This fits that beast system. You can't make this up. God bless.